Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hello. How's everybody doing today?
Great.
This man is lying.
Did you have a rough night last night?
I might still be drunk. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yes. Wow. Yeah. On a Wednesday
it's
night.
It's a school night, Mike, but when Fried calls you and says, I've got two tickets to the hockey game, I said, I've got myself and Todd Moore. Let's do this.
The wheels went into motion, at 3:20?
Yes.
And it was fast.
Fast.
When my friends are your friends, I'm very happy. And Fried Rice
you have
is
the
one
best
of,
friends ever.
One of my best guys and he's so incredibly generous. And
he is.
I know he's psyched to be doing what he's doing after motor squatting, and that is helping the Caps out with security. And I know he is totally into the Caps, and we still communicate about hockey. Fried is a friend of mine who was on the job, as the police would say. And
is that
who,
the lingo?
Yes.
Yeah, well, on the job is, you don't know that?
I didn't know that. I never
after
heard
all
that.
Your years working with me, you don't know
after
that?
All those years ducking the law, no, I never heard
if
that.
If you meet some, you're not going to, he can't be like this and you like this. It's not going to
I'm great, Mike.
I'm going to
have
too.
A full-fledged, I know, but you're in, I don't know whether you took speed or what, but I can already tell. Here's
well,
the
we
question.
We know he doesn't take speed. Look at him.
I know. The thing about it, if you meet an officer of the law,
yes.
And you're talking to him, your question would be, how long have you been on the job?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what you
That's
would
very
say.
Cool. I just
but
never heard that expression that way.
On the job, you know, and as opposed to on the dole, which means that you're collecting welfare.
Jerky, our friend Jerky, was on the job yesterday. And as I'm walking into the will call booth, I hear, hey, sir, you can't go that way. And I hear someone grabs me and I'm like, oh, what did I do wrong this time? I turn
Jerky
around
grabbed you.
And it's Jerky.
So you had that two brushes
yes,
with law enforcement.
Two of Mike O'Mara's friends recognized me.
I'm really happy that you chose to enjoy a hockey game without your boy that you really do enjoy going out to the sport.
Yeah,
I like
man.
That.
It was
I like
awesome.
That. Yeah. That's very, very
cool. It was
cool.
Great until the dick next to us yelled at us during the second period.
Now, why did he yell at you in the second period? I'm curious
Mike,
about them.
Todd and I said, woe is me, what a day, let's drink heavily. So as soon as we get to the venue, they have these cartoon-sized cans of beer now that they sell, right?
16 ounces,
16
right?
ounces yeah. a piece.
And, yeah, my kind of size. And usually those, I think I might know the flavor. Would they be French by any chance, like Stella Artois?
They have a plethora of pinatas to choose from.
Very
right?
good. Okay,
so
very
I
good.
Had land sharks. He had
you
Devil's Backbone.
Not even
so
going to correct him.
You're drinking, I know, you don't, that, why bother? Right?
Yeah, today it's useless.
That's a good movie.
You're drinking high octane hooch is
yes.
what you're drinking.
And Todd looks at me when we're about to order. He said, should we go liquor or beer? I said, no, man, it's a school night. Let's go beer. But we get the 16 ounces and we get two apiece, right? So, and I remember when we ordered two, the lady behind the counter was like, two for each of you? We said, yes, we'd like two.
So yes, my fiance is back at the seat. Wink, wink.
Yeah, and you know, then you don't have to get up.
Yes.
You can hang out and just watch the game. You
or
know, watch a little kid skate.
Mike, you're a raging alcoholic and you go back four times for two.
Oh my God. Oscar, you're too petite for that. That's going to kill
that's
you.
That's what I told Todd.
Todd Moore is a tall drink
yep.
of water.
Yes,
you know, he's a larger man
and
than you are.
When Todd holds that beer, it looks like a regular beer.
Mike, I skipped lunch. So I was fun drunk, but not stumbling drunk, right?
Now, I'm very curious. So if you're drinking like that at the beginning of the game, then you're well on your way by the second period. So who got angry and what were you doing to cause someone's wrath in the seats of the
and
game?
Again,
and also, can you give an example of Oscar's fun drunk?
Yes. Fun drunk is, hey, Todd, we should come to more of these games.
And his eyes are this
yeah,
big.
Yeah, and
now,
my eyes are saucers.
Out,
yes.
Let me tell you, because there really are, for me, and I mean this sincerely, there are rare times when I've experienced this Oscar, and I don't even know whether this Oscar is fun drunk or not, but this is, it's not an Oscar that I really like a lot.
Yeah.
And this is Oscar.
Because he's an a-
Rob knows. No, I wouldn't call you that. I really wouldn't call you that. But it's not comfortable for me. There are two times.
Sit on your lap, give you a hug, kiss you on the cheek.
Maybe three or four in my house where you were like that. But then that time when we were down at the beach and you were banging on my door when I just wanted to get away.
That's not fun, Drew.
That's not fun. No. That's not fun.
No, I think that he, when Oscar makes the turn, is when he will start.
Housekeeping.
Yeah, he'll use character voices.
Love your pillow.
And if he ever, and if you ever,
my hair.
Oh yeah, your hair looks really good, Mike.
I didn't put stuff in my hair today. I'm sorry.
If you have Oscar sitting on your lap, oh Mike's hair.
Oh yeah,
you look like Doc Brown from Back to the Future.
Let me tell you something, Marty. Marty, we have to get the space-time continuum. Everybody has to get out of here right now.
Hold on, let me.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Marty, the space-time continuum has to do that right now.
Oh, now I'm not going to. Now I have to. Oh, my God. All right. I haven't got a chance to do. We used to call him, by the way, back in the day. I've been on the radio long enough where we did that. That was Jim Ignatowski.
Yeah, it was before Back to the Future.
Let me ask you something, Rob. What does a yellow light mean?
Slow down.
What does...
That's the old bit.
So anytime Oscar uses a character voice or sits on your lap, that's when you've made the turn.
I was lovey-dovey with Todd. We were having a good time.
But Snugabug is right when you're about to make the turn.
Yes.
But the fun Oscar is big.
Don't want anybody sitting on my lap. Don't want anybody crawling in bed with me. Don't want anybody kissing me.
I've done
all those things. But,
yeah.
But it's not, but I don't put, but also when you do that, it's an annoyance, but it's also for the group. It's actually amusing.
I'm putting on a show.
And you're not being a jerk.
Yes.
But the saucer eyed Oscar.
Like when I go to the total dark side with the Irish drunk.
We can all go to the dark side.
But we can all go to the dark side, but my dark side, you know, nobody sees it coming because I'm not slurring or stumbling around.
Yeah.
You know, I'll just go, hey, listen, let me make a point to you. Okay.
Yeah. Listen.
By the way, the other night, election night, you probably saw me. I was beyond the dark side.
Oh, I saw. You were.
I'd gone into the I don't care.
You were in the Milky Way.
So, Oscar, the ideal position for Oscar is saucer eyes, and everything is fun and amazing. Now, this is hard to balance. So it's like a gyroscope.
Yes,
it is really. You can't maintain.
So I was not.
By the way, we know the mailbag is on Thursday. We'll get to the mailbag in a second.
It's about us right now. Then it's about you.
Yeah,
that's right. Then it'll be about. So what pissed the people off in the stadium?
So
we were
high-fiving, having a great time. Mind you,
making out.
A blowout. 7-1, I think, was the final score, right?
Who were they hosing last night?
The Penguins.
Oh, the Penguins.
Yes.
Oh, my God. All right.
So great game, right?
Yeah.
And when it was 5-1, I think Todd and I were like, let's get another beer.
They blow out the Stanley Cup champions.
Yes.
That's a pretty amazing
game. Huge.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I think I just gave everybody a little tell down here as to how I'm following. I don't follow the Caps in regular season.
You've got the Land Sharks or whatever you got down there.
I've got the Florida Everblades.
Yeah, that's what you got.
By the way, I bought the tickets this morning for the teddy bear toss coming up on December 10th.
Fantastic.
One of their only sellouts they have at Germain Arena for the minor league hockey team, because after the first goal is scored, everybody brings a teddy bear. I'm bringing my little guy to this. Everybody brings a teddy bear, and after the first goal is scored, whoop. All the teddy bears.
That'd be fun for him.
I hope you win the toss. Is there a winner to the toss?
No, you just throw
them on like a charity.
Oh, okay.
It's a charity thing. Like, and then they collect the teddy bears. It's a big deal.
It's a charity
do. It's charity do. It's a real big deal down here. It's truly a big deal.
Mike, you should get the cartoon sized teddy bear from Costco and then shove that thing over.
That would probably go over.
Right?
That would probably be hysterically funny.
Yes.
I'm not sure what the parameters are, because you know what? Like, it's a minor league hockey team. So when you are trying to get information, like when it is, when you go to the arena, they go, oh, it's incredible. That game sells out fast. And by the way, the lower levels are already sold out, which is extremely rare for our minor league hockey team. But they don't, you know, trying to get information that's not from the December 15th, the 2015 event. You know how it is when marketing departments are just crap?
If you were to go to their website, it would be something like, celebrate Easter with your favorite hockey team.
Exactly. They're just no one sweating it, right? And so all the information I can get is from the 2015 event, and I'm trying. At least I got the date. But as far as how big a teddy bear I can
bring. You got to crack the code like National Treasure.
Exactly. Yeah, it sucks. It sucks. But we'll be there. We got the O'Mara family, Carla, myself, and the little guy. We're going to be down there and roast. Six. Looking forward to it.
Well, please give us $30,
by the way.
$30?
Plus a bear.
For the sixth row.
Man.
Yeah, per ticket or all three tickets?
No, per ticket.
Face value on my tickets, Mike, $180 a piece.
Yeah.
I looked at that. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, it's a different world.
I felt fortunate
world.
To sit there. And Todd, not a big sports fan. You know
Can
that,
you
right?
Can you give me your location? Give me your seat location. Like, you know where you were. Were you lower, upper, mid?
Seat 19, section 108.
You were on the corner of the Caps ice.
Lower level. You are among season ticket holders, so you have to be aware that
wealthy
you're
white
probably
men
already an interloper
and women. You know? Yes. Yeah, right. So we're high fiving with everybody, having a great time.
Right.
And you know, one of the times that we went to go get beers, we came back and no one stopped us at the top of the arena to say you can go or not go. We saw a lady up there.
Yeah,
by the way,
let me explain for people that have never been to a hockey game. One of the things they do in the NHL is because they want people to enjoy the experience when they stopped people from coming and going during the game so that people would be able to enjoy the contest. So when play is in, when they are skating and you're watching the game, they stop you at the top of the aisle so that you cannot go back to your seat, obscuring everybody's vision. And then once play stops, they send you back down. So that's the way it works.
Yes, and
they didn't stop
every
you?
Game I've been to, I either have been stopped or they give you the nod to go ahead,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, right.
So we walked by someone, they gave us the nod, we walked down. And
Coming back into the arena, right?
Another round of beers for your boys,
sure,
right?
Right. Okay, well, you're within your rights. If nobody stopped you, you're going
we
down there.
We sit down, and the guy that's next to us, two seats next to us, says, not cool, man. Not cool, guys. And then I looked up, and I was like, oh, so sorry, man. Like, no one stopped us up front. Like, we're super apologetic because we're not a-holes, right? And then Todd's like, dude, I'm sorry. Like, this is just like kind of my first game. And look at this guy's wearing a suit.
So you lied.
Yeah. He goes, look at this guy's wearing a suit because I had a sports coat on. He goes, he doesn't belong here. We're just having fun, right?
Okay. Let me see if I can. This is going to be hard. This is really going to be just like To Catch a Predator.
Yeah.
This is really going to be difficult.
Please.
This interrogation.
Bring out the cookies.
In order for somebody to say not cool, I'm going to assume that your seats were in the middle of the row.
We were four seats in. Yes.
Then I am going. Well, that's not all that bad. You can usually get in pretty quickly, but
we got in quickly and got out.
So you came in. Did you enter the row from to the left, or did you enter the row to the right?
We entered the row closest to our seats.
So you came into the right, and then the guy on your left, who you made get up and blocked his view, said not cool
to a 5-0 game.
All right. So, okay. See, that's relevant to me. That is relevant to me.
Do you suppose maybe he was a Penguins fan and already in a bad
humor? He had an old Caps jersey.
He had a Caps jersey. Yeah. So you're talking about three seats. How long did it take you? How long would you estimate you obscured his view
for him to say not cool? 2 seconds to a 5-0 game. I look at the scoreboard. If it's 1-1.
My question would be, look, I've seen it before. Yeah. Been in a lot. If you're in the middle and you're ambling to your seat when play just begins.
There's no ambling.
Takes 10 minutes.
We want to get in, get out.
Right.
Boom,
you zipped right in and sat down, and the guy said, not cool.
Todd sits down, and he's like, dude, I'm so sorry. Todd is apologizing. He's in like apologizing. He goes, no one stopped us up top.
So at this stage of the game, you're being polite drunk.
Yes. And he goes, no one stopped us up top. And he goes, let me ask you this. If you're driving down the road and there's no stop sign, but you know you have to stop, what are you going to do? Just run?
Okay.
And I was
he's a dick. Yep. I'm in his kitchen as soon as he does that. I said, sir, we apologize. Get out of my face. Go watch your game. And that would be with no beers whatsoever. I'm on your side right now.
I know.
Right now,
Todd
I'm on your
so
side.
So smart. Even when he's hammered, he goes, well, that doesn't make any sense. If there's no stop sign, I'm going to keep driving. Because the logic is right there, right?
Let me ask his age. Let me ask the age of the guy that was saying not cool.
Our age.
A contemporary.
He's a young yes.
guy. Our age. Oh, right, I had so pictured this. It to be an older guy.
Because men do this.
Yes.
Men do this. Did you assess him? Did he seem like somebody you probably would not want to engage any further in this altercation, or somebody that was maybe a schlub?
I know I'm not a fighter because I didn't even assess him that way. I said,
I would have assessed him even before the game started.
I looked at Todd.
And you would have had a hard time walking back to your car because you would have blown out your knee again.
Because the guy. So then Todd.
Not anymore.
Todd,
I got a bad hip.
Todd, that's right. Forgot.
Todd looks at me and goes, man, like, I'm really bummed out. And I was like, me too. Like, we didn't mean to, like, mess up this guy's experience to a 5-0 game. So sorry, right?
A blowout. I mean, yeah, that's kind of greedy. That's greedy. But, hey, where were you? Oh, that's right. You were in Washington, D.C.
No.
I can't imagine anybody being greedy in that stadium.
It gets better, Mike. The period ends. The second period ends, and you have, like, an intermission to the third period. And the guy in front of us, who looked, he looked wealthy, he was really well put together,
right.
Season ticket holder there with his family, walks over because the dick left.
Right.
And he walks over to Todd, fist bumps him, and he says, welcome to the arena. That guy was being a dick. You know, welcome to this to
I
Section 108.
And like, so my assessment that's awesome. Was spot on. Yes. I got the information from you. You were not. Look, if they let you go down there and you rolled down after you had your beat, you don't know what's happening right at that moment. You might, you know, if it's a 1-1 game, you probably would have been more sensitive about that.
I've been up front waiting for stop of play. I would have looked at the, I've been watching the TVs outside.
Wait for the paddle. The paddle.
Yes.
But after the guy says, not cool, that's it.
Yes.
Wrap it up.
Yes.
You don't continue with that. And that's why the guy in front of you probably heard that and assessed it the same way.
And I'm embarrassed because I'm like, I don't know if this is one of our friend's friends. I don't want someone to have a bad experience.
Let me tell you what I think happened. Guy didn't like the fact that you were drinking. Guy, because you, when you're drinking like that, this is, look, I'm a veteran. I was a season ticket holder, holder for the Caps. I can tell you this. I would always assess, and I've always assessed the people that are doing the heavy drinking. You are always, especially if you're not. If you're not, you see that. That's what the guy was doing. The guy was probably vibing off the
fact
that you and Todd were, you know, you're very obviously pouring multiple beers down during the game. And that's what, that was his, that was sticking in his bonnet somehow. That's probably
okay. Well, again, I sat there and then I had my other beer of the 7 I probably had, and
which equals 10.
And I looked at Todd. I said, no one's sitting next to Goat. Let's go hang out with Goat.
Right.
And then we get up and he goes,
I have about 9 responses to that, especially if I was, you know, joining you boys.
Yes. Pouring out.
Some that just pop into my head. They're all random, by the way. You know, if that guy says to me, not cool, man, I said, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were late for your bikini wax candy ass.
See, but Mike, you know, that's not who we are.
Right.
We just want everyone to have a good time. Yeah.
Are we watching a hockey game or the Nutcracker? Did I pee in your Wheaties? Oh.
Sorry. So, because Todd is nice, before we leave our little section, this, and I'm saying there's like 2 or 3 minutes left in the game.
What I really would have said, seriously, I would have said, you know, hey, I've apologized already. We're done with this right now.
Yeah.
That's what I would have said.
We're done talking.
We're done talking.
We are both polite.
Talk to the fist.
Oh, God.
See this knee? I'll blow out the other one.
I'll waste a copay on you.
I'll meet you at Clyde's, and you can tell my wife that her vape cigarette resembles a penis, and then we'll fight on the street.
That story came up at Clyde's last night again.
Wow.
Did you go to Clyde's after the game?
Yes, but before.
Oh, my God. Okay. I know what kind of night you had already.
Can I strike a match in here to try to burn some of the alcohol off?
Before we did that, we were about to leave our section. We say bye to the nice family in front of us. And then Todd says, all right, thanks, man. Like, sorry again for doing that. Like, it was time to go. Stop a play, right?
Right.
We're going to go see our friend Goat.
What time were you rolling out? What time in the third? How much time was left in the third period when you blew out?
Well, we blew out to go see Goat at 4 minutes.
Okay, with 4 minutes to go in the
game?
We
went to go and hang out with Goat.
But you stayed the whole game.
We stayed the whole game.
Is it 4 minutes again? That's fine. Okay, what did the guy say when you were blowing out?
He goes, Goat? I was like, yeah, it's my old college roommate.
Didn't you left?
I left.
He knew Goat. Did
and then
Goat?
I went to go sit down and I looked over and he was staring at us sitting next to Goat and he was pissed.
Yeah. In that arena, that's like sitting next to the Pope. It really is. If you've ever
had the pleasure.
Oh,
it's great. I have texted him during the games, but I've never had the pleasure of sitting right there next to go. Do you know that...
there are two empty seats in my proximity. You should come use them.
There was a lady back in the day when I used to go to a lot of hockey games that used to... back when we were doing the morning show. And do you remember that lady that used to scream Mike O'Mara?
Yeah, because you had the same season tickets. And so she knew right where you were.
What happened?
This a-hole lady would just
give him a hard time. During every game, he'd be in the same seat, and at one point she'd
say,
"Hey,
everybody,
up.
Look, it's Mike O'Mara," and she would point at me. And I gave her a tell that I didn't like it the first time, and that's just gasoline. She would do it. I remember seriously taking her aside at one point and going, "I know you're having a lot of fun with this, but you're really embarrassing me and my family when you do this
every
and
time."
So she listened, and I completely understand. Got to the next game, she was like, "Hey, look, it's Mike O'Mara,
bitch on wheels."
Oh no, she wasn't right. I think she had a.
Oh really?
Yeah. I mean, really, it's like a rolling manatee.
A manatee on wheels.
Manatee on wheels. Yes.
Last night reaffirmed what a great experience going to a hockey game is.
It's a lot of fun.
It's early. You get out in time to go to a second venue if you like, right, or go home to your family like a responsible
Absolutely.
Man
and
or woman.
Almost on 9:30.
Yes.
Almost on the 9:30 mark. That's fantastic. I love that, and I'm glad you're here and you posted.
Clyde's, and then the piano bar on Wednesdays, and Wednesdays is the night to go if you're a sexual predator. Let me tell you.
What is he even talking about?
I don't know. Let's turn his microphone off before he says anything.
I'm just saying.
We have cookies and lemonade by the piano.
That's right. Ben Oscar and Todd got on the Access Hollywood bus and drove away. It was lots of fun. We'll take a break. We will start the show. We will start the show with the mailbag. After this, I'm totally confused. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
A lot of these company names and product names are influenced by marketing and advertising people. This next thing is about advertising. This is called Advertising Lullaby. Keeping in mind, of course, that the whole purpose of advertising is to lull you to sleep. Quality, value, style, service, selection, convenience, economy, savings, performance, experience, hospitality, low rates, friendly service, name brands, easy terms, affordable prices, money-back guarantee, free installation. Free admission, free appraisal, free alterations, free delivery, free estimates, free home trial, and free parking. No cash, no problem, no kidding. No fuss, no muss, no risk, no obligation, no red tape, no down payment, no entry fee, no hidden charges, no purchase necessary, no one will call on you, no payments or interest till September. But limited time only, though, so act now, order today, send no money, offer good while supplies last, two to a customer, each item sold separately, batteries not included, mileage may vary, all sales are final, allow 6 weeks for delivery, some items not available, some assembly required, some restrictions may apply. So come on in. Come on in.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
There may never, ever be a stand-up comedian that understood language more than George Carlin. I miss him. I miss him more than any past comedian. I truly do. I miss
that guy. What is so astounding about that, and I watched that clip on YouTube, the precision of the writing, and not a cue card, not a note.
That's perfect.
No, just totally off it. Yeah.
Committed his routine in very detail, in great detail, memory, which, you know, a lot of comedians get up there and riff and do their little thing. Don't get me wrong. They all write material. They all memorize it.
But the precision,
that's precision. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C., The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Or Mike O'Mara Show. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Our show today brought to you by Vistaprint.
Yay.
Holiday cards. Still haven't made my final decisions yet. I was on the Vistaprint website yesterday for about a half an hour. just trying to narrow it down. We're still on the fence as to whether we're going to put our photo in and do our own design or whether we're going to do one of the great designs at Vistaprint. Holiday cards are beautiful. And listen to this deal right now. It's a holiday card that friends and relatives will love to receive and a great value right now at Vistaprint at 50% off. That's 50 holiday cards for as low as $21.99. Try to beat that deal anywhere. Just use our code TMOS50 at checkout. Boom, 50% off applied automatically. It's that easy. Go to the website at Vistaprint. They'll show you exactly where to put the code, and then you'll get the discount. They've got good gifts, too. Calendars, mugs, prints, much more. All perfect gifts for everyone on your list. So this year, skip the hassle, skip the generic, and go to Vistaprint.com for 50% off holiday cards. To get 50%, just visit Vistaprint.com. 50% off. Visit Vistaprint.com. Create your custom holiday card. Enter the code TMOS50 at checkout. Again, that's TMOS50, and your savings are applied automatically. It's that easy. Go to Vistaprint.com and get your holiday shopping done today. And well, I hope you recover. What are you doing? Get out. What are you on your phone with now?
Fried texted me. He gave me an update.
Oh, good.
Right. And Fried, I'm sorry for reading your text on air, but I'm just going to do it.
All right.
He's listening right now. He says, F that guy. He thinks he's the field marshal of the section. He's an asshat.
Okay. I thought so.
So his reputation precedes him.
I thought so based on, you know, you're sitting, I cannot believe, believe me, if somebody's an a-hole at a game, I think they should be called on.
Yes, 100%.
There are certain things. But as far as people coming in, you know, if it had been a 1-1 game and it was overtime and you're doing that,
I'm not leaving my seat if that's the case.
You just sit down. But if it's 5-0, give me a break. The guy was a douche. Yeah. So I think you were in
had
the right
a great
even
time.
With all the alcohol you had. I will say, oh my God, guess what we have to do? It is, it's really, I could listen to Oscar talk about his night out all day, but it's not all about him or Rob or me. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all about you. Thank you.
It's all about you.
Beer.
It's all about you.
Three locations.
Not cool.
All these things that I do.
What are you doing, buddy?
It's all about you.
Hey, bud.
It's all about you.
Sorry about that.
Buddy.
Sorry, sir. Sorry, it's a 5-0 game, and I hated blocking your view. At least I didn't trip on your tempo. Would you like to fight me? Anyway.
You want to fight? Fight me.
Fight me. I will meet you outside the rotating door at Clyde's.
Did you know that Goat was there that night when that happened with you?
Yeah, I knew Goat was there.
Yeah.
I almost dialed 911.
Goat, that we was tell a very, that story like very it was difficult. Yesterday.
Yes, very
he says,
difficult.
I was going to go outside. But I
that is, he was not someone that sprang to my defense. Officer Jerky was.
But yes. He said, but I know that he had friends in law enforcement. So
is that what he said? Is that how he said it?
I decided it was prudent to let it low to the professionals, lest I lose my seat at the corner of the bar.
We have to explain what we're doing here. When we're talking about Goat at a hockey game, he's this big burly guy with a big black beard, and he yells, "Let's go, Cabs!" Yeah. And those people that aren't friends of his don't know that when you meet him, he's the most genteel,
the best,
soft-spoken,
very
a man of letters, if you will. He say, "Hello, yes, here I am." Yes,
we he usually comes over to my house one evening during the Christmas season, and we watch a Christmas movie together, and once we start,
this is a first, fantastic.
He's the best person.
I've never heard this.
Oh, I've told you this before.
Come over, they wear Christmas sweaters and no pants.
I drink Crown, he drinks amaretto,
right?
And we watch, I think last year we watched A Christmas in Connecticut, and we got riffing so hard on this black and white Christmas movie that Carrie
is a Renaissance man. Goat is a Renaissance
Carrie
man.
Carrie said, "Have fun, boys. I'm out." She can't even be around
but
us.
Goat doesn't live anywhere near you.
No, but he come out anyway. It was a nice night.
Oh my God.
He come out or something.
He'd come out or something.
He's an esoteric guy.
I love him.
That's fine. We like that.
But he was there the night you busted up your knee in front of Clyde's.
Yeah, I blew my knee on my ACL.
But he wasn't a person of interest.
No, but when he tells a story, he says, "Oh, you guys are going to Clyde's. That's where Mike. That's where Mike's knee died, or something like that."
Yeah, that would be a goatism. That would be exactly like a goatism. That's how he would say it too. Oh my God, regrets. I've had a lot. Anyway, hey, listen, it's time to open the mailbag. Yes. Do we have any gifts today, gentlemen?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just curious.
We
about
do
that.
Start with the one from Rob Cox. That's a follow up to the cereal.
By the way, how's the headroom looking? Do I need to get a little less headroom?
No, you look great, Mike.
I think
okay,
that's
just
perfect.
Checking. All right, just
looks
checking.
Good.
Gentlemen.
Hey, shut up.
Mike, why don't you have product in your hair today?
I'm getting a haircut. And I didn't put product in my hair because I don't want goo in it when he's cutting my hair right after.
Are you sure you're not doing any sort of science experiment?
No, I know. Well, I just mussed it up again. So shut up.
Turn the camera around. He's got like 75 cuckoo clocks on his wall.
Marty's coming over at 11.
That's right.
Working out of his garage.
Shut up.
Okay, look. We had a cereal sent to us, boxes of cereal, multiple boxes of cereal.
Quisp. We didn't know it was made anymore.
Yes. Right. And then, as a follow-up, someone sent us Rob Cox sent us a Quisp, which looks to be a figurine.
Bobblehead doll.
A bobblehead doll.
All right, don't send that to me. Thank you.
All right, we'll give it to an intern.
But we still have no context on why he's so obsessed with Quisp.
The man loves the stuff.
Right?
Yeah, he hasn't really explained it. I think he was supposed to send you a note.
And you said it's not that great a cereal, right?
No, it's like a marginally sweet corn cereal. I thought it was all right, but nothing okay. great.
Yeah, right, so Rob Cox, here you go. This is your moment to shine. Stop sending us stuff.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. That's
all right.
great.
This
That's
next box comes from our affiliate in Ocean City, The Wave.
The Wave.
All right. 97.1 The Wave, yes. Home of the Rob Spiewak Show and the Mike O'Meara Show.
Oh, nice.
A big assortment of stuff.
Mike, we've got a wonderful book, Down the Ocean. Down the ocean, hon.
Down the ocean. That's Downy Ocean.
Down the ocean.
Downy Ocean. Is that a kid's book?
It's a book about Rehoboth Beach.
That's beautiful.
Well, he almost got it right, Mike. It's a book of classic postcards from the Maryland and Delaware beaches.
That's wonderful.
A lovely coffee table book. Thank you.
That's lovely. That's
wonderful. Rob, is there anything else you'd like me to bring up here?
I think that they sent a lot of great Ocean City swag. They sent
a flask
that has vodka in it, to my understanding. But some great Wave t-shirts, but the best t-shirt you should show, Mike, is the gray one.
Okay, the gray shirt. I'm going to stand up for this.
Yeah, you want to get on camera for this one.
There we go. Let's see what we got here.
It is a vintage 105.9 Kirk and Mike t-shirt.
Yay! I have never saved t-shirts in my radio career. That is that looks like a big one, too. That looks like a large
stuff it
one.
In your ear.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, I'd love to
is
have
that. What it says? I don't understand why that didn't catch on.
That's delightful. 105.9 The Edge. Sunnier days, boys.
Yeah, but
sunnier days.
We've got a few Wave t-shirts.
Brand
for the
new
crew.
Wave we'll t-shirts.
I'll take a brand new Wave t-shirt.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
That would be
nice
awesome.
Stuff.
I would love.
You know what
that.
I love? I love when radio stations do it right.
Yes.
The Edge did it wrong.
Yeah.
The Wave does it right. Nice simple logo. Nice great t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
There was like all these conflicted logos.
Stuff
like
it in your ear
on the back. Yeah, it was difficult.
Do you want an Ocean City spoon rest?
No, I want the t-shirt. Send
the
me a t-shirt
we will send.
Okay,
very
look at this.
It's the spoon rest.
This is great. You don't want this?
All right.
Can I have this?
So little.
Will it,
all right.
Will it fit in your kitchen?
We got.
I'll put this
behind.
In my pocket.
Gentlemen, discipline. We're behind. I have to start. All right, here we go. Happy first birthday to Lucille Birdie Erdman. She turns one on Thanksgiving Day and has been a TMOS listener ever since her father became a stay-at-home dad. Well, she's one, so I guess that's all happened at the same time. Let me see. Alec DeBelisio. DeBelisio.
DeBelisio.
Alec DeBelisio.
That's it.
I got it right.
Exactly.
DeBelisio. Alec DeBelisio has a birthday this Friday. Apparently, he's a great dad and an exceptional husband. At least that's what the rumors are. Happy birthday to Missy Dawn. Hey, Missy.
Missy Dawn.
Hi, Missy Dawn. We can only assume that is her real name. We'll ask her when we see her in New Orleans. And thank you to everybody that's bought tickets so far to New Orleans, Louisiana. Happy belated birthday to John in Vancouver. That's Vancouver, Washington, USA. He is now 28, and he works for a boss who likes to be called Bleeper.
Great age.
Yes, Bleeper. Isn't that something?
How about that?
Yesterday, Stephen Smith, you mean the guy on ESPN?
No, just another
Stephen
guy.
Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen Smith turned 64, and he loves the show. Happy birthday, Stephen. His name is Bob Cole, but his lady, Lori, calls him Mr. Wonderful. He's a true P1, and he turned 56 this month. Had a boy, Bobby.
Nice.
How about you, Bob?
That's a P1 Bob. Bob Cole. Bob Cole.
Bob Cole.
Bob Cole. How about you, Bobby?
Nitsa Muko.
Yes.
Nitsa Muko, which is her husband, George Muko. Not to be confused with Moo Cow, am I right, ladies?
I'm sorry. In his pants.
Nitsa Muko wishes her husband, George Muko, a happy belated 32nd birthday and would love the traditional TMOS birthday song for him. Okay, for Nitsa Muko, 1, 2, 3.
Nitsa
Muko. Christian Brewster Johnson would like to say, happy annual 29th birthday to his sister, Catherine Claire Teresa. Okay. All right. Now,
too many.
Listen. Now, that, really, I'm sorry, Rob. You got to make the call. That's just too many names. I'm sorry. That's too many. That's too much ego for me in the mailbag. It just
too much ego, really.
Well, when you've got all right, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have 8 names for 2 people.
Seven.
We have Christian Brewster Johnson and Catherine Claire Teresa Johnson.
Yeah, but she goes by Claire, so that's in quotation marks.
Yes.
All right. Two, anyway, three name people
and
a nickname.
That's a stage name.
That's what it is.
Nitsa Muko, you know, you're working me here.
Mike, we've got an international listenership.
Thank you.
Say it again.
I'm so hammered.
This birthday shout out is a thank you for what a great help she was to his family while his wife was in the hospital. Now, don't ever say he didn't thank you. Just go back to being the cool aunt from Brooklyn. At least that's what he tells the kids.
Oh, that's awesome.
That went well.
That was a good one. Okay, moving right on. And our vague birthday greeting of the week. Happy birthday to Ceci in Sacramento.
Sometimes the details are just not there.
But see, there you go. Ceci in Sacramento. But, you know, as opposed to 11 names,
right.
I'm happy.
All right.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the interns, thank you so much for all that you do. We need you now more than ever. My gorgeous wife, Caroline, or Carolyn, is celebrating her 39th birthday for the very first time today. While I am sure that my beautiful deadlocked hirsute goddess will love her Harry's Razor subscription.
Oh,
God. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm glad you get into that, Oscar. I think it would be really, make her day to hear Mike talk up the Grateful Dead hit "Touch of Grey" as Tim Gunn. The song is a good reminder that we will get by, we will survive. That is a horrible song to play on a radio station.
It is,
because it comes in with the soft, you know. It's a. Let me see. All right, so Tim Gunn talking up "Touch of Grey."
Do we even spin for it, or do you just do it?
The dead. Well, hold on a second. Let me see if I've got it.
He's putting it together.
Yeah,
because he's a master.
Yeah.
Okay. Doing it. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's spin the.
Spin the wheel. Here. All right. Here we go.
Big money. Big money. Big money. Big money. Big money. Big money. Babe.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
This song is a good reminder that we will get by. We will survive. Thank you so much, your loyal servant in Christ, world's oldest intern, Professor Dave. This is "Touch of Grey." Talking it up as Tim Gunn, and let's see how this goes. All this.
Well, hi everyone. It's Tim Gunn. How are you? I just want everyone to know that we're going to get by. I know you might have some problems with that. Doesn't she look lovely in that shift skirt? Here's the Grateful Dead.
Yes! Oh, see, I talked to, that is the worst song in the world. That is the worst
Mike.
Song in the world.
For a cold,
having
read,
a difficult day.
Pretty
this
open.
This is
pretty
one of great. Those days.
Pretty.
This is one of those mailbags. I will survive.
I think I
will
you should.
You will survive, and it's not one of those mailbags. It was,
one
you know, it's a bad song. One bad song that doesn't kill a mailbag.
That's the dead. That's the dead.
No,
listen to that. Hold on. Turn your music down.
Okay. Yeah, turn it down.
Okay, here we go. All right. First of all, it doesn't start.
No, it fades in.
Meanders in with their stoned crap. And it just, it's like, dun, 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 dun. Here, where are we going to put it? Just start it, man. Just start it.
And my,
here.
It was wanna, their, wanna, it wanna, was wanna their a, biggest hit.
You want to start? Here we go. Let's.
I have fond memories of the song.
Why?
I'm really pissing off a lot of dead
fans. At WVU,
right?
Which was, they had Whip It Wednesdays, where you would right, go
well,
and do Whip It.
While you're slurring that, let's get their dynamic Mutz. Vocals right now. Listen.
That song on Two Balloons.
Should have made that call earlier. Anyway. Thank you, dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the interns. We already did that. Hi, guys. It's John Dunn from Smyrna, Delaware, and I'm celebrating my 49th birthday on Friday. As always, I'm ordering Dick Queasy's Early Bird Thanksgiving Special. I have two questions since it's not in the TMOS Amazon zone. Number one, will the lobster stuffed turkey have the lobster removed from the shells before stuffing it in the bird, unlike last year? Number two, will this fine eating establishment resist political correctness and still have Indian pudding instead of Passamaquoddy Native American molasses glop on the menu? By the way, I finally used up my last jar of Don and Mike's Gentleman's Relish from my condiment shelf. Thanks, John. John, that is a very funny letter. Thank you very much. Moving right along. Hello, guys. I have asked for birthdays in the past. Well, I mean, is that birthday you've asked for birthday requests, or you've asked for birthday greetings, or you've asked to have... Everybody has a birthday. You don't need to ask.
That's true. Well, maybe he's very polite.
He says he's asked for birthdays in the past, but this time my request is a bit different. I would like to ask you to mention my two daughters, Rebecca and Catherine Blosser, 13 and 12 years old. This Friday, they leave for a week-long cruise with their mom, so we decided to have an early Thanksgiving dinner before they set sail. My wife asked them what they were each thankful for. Catherine got a gleam in her eye and said she was thankful for Mr. Buster's Flustered Mustard. Which is a reference to an audio vault clip from Christmas 2013 where a man is asking for silly things while shopping in Target. Wow. I couldn't believe she remembered. Then her sister looked at her, counted to three, and in unison they shouted, Kraft Baby Marshmallows. I will miss the girls next week, but I know they will have a great time. No need for a voice, but could you please mention them and their prepared material? This would thrill them, which would mean the world to me. Thanks for everything you do and the smiles you put on the faces of myself and my family. Thanks again from John Blosser. So let me say to the daughters once again, where are they? This is a long, long letter. I'm finding it. It's Catherine and...
Rebecca.
Kraft Baby Marshmallows, Catherine and Rebecca. Another fine cruise as you leave your father behind from Kraft. There we go. And, of course, we will be doing that again this holiday season. As a matter of fact, big plans for some holiday shows that we've never done before, so we're very excited about that. Hi, guys. I would like to ask for a birthday greeting for drummer extraordinaire Jason Young from Harrison, Maine. His birthday is November 21st. I turned him on to the show one day when he showed up early for our band practice and found me hovered over an AM radio listening to the old show. If there is any room in the slot machine, I would love it if Jennifer could sing Sweet Mystery of Life a la Madeline Kahn, just for him. Thank you, Rob T. Brewer. Sweet Mystery of Life.
Now, do you remember when she finally consummates a relationship with the monster in Young Frankenstein? She sings this.
Oh, yep, I do. Okay, here we go.
Sweet Mystery of Life, at last I found you.
All right, let's
so
see.
We can
She's
spin
here.
For that.
She's here. Let's see what happens.
Okay, all we'll right. spin.
All right. Fat ankles, fat ankles.
Hey!
Jennifer, they want you to swing a...
Come in,
swing.
Baby doll.
Right. Come on in, honey. Right. Hi, guys!
Hey, Jen.
Hi, Jennifer.
How are you?
Awesome.
Oh, I was out typing a letter. What can I do for you?
We have a request for you.
You do? Well, I love to help out with requests.
And all I know you love to sing.
All right.
Can
Let
you
me
sing
see
Sweet
here.
Mystery of Life?
All right.
For a listener.
Okay, hold on just a second. Ah, sweet mystery of life, at last I've found you.
Oh, beautiful.
I will get by.
Oh, no. Oh, you like the Grateful Dead?
Oh, I love the Dead. The Dead rock my world. Oh, my God. I'm a Deadhead.
Do you ever do Whippets and listen
I
to the
I don't do
dead?
Whippets, but you know what I'm doing right now?
What?
I'm wearing a tie-dyed bra.
Oh, no.
Yeah, bye.
That's Jennifer, everyone. Nice. That's my personal assistant. Thank you. Thank you very much. Dear TMOS crew, for about 20 years, I've been directing a music program for infants, toddlers, and preschoolers in the D.C. area. I had a new student join my class this morning. In an email exchange with the child's mother tonight, I expressed how fantastic her son's caregiver is. All right. Okay, so he runs a music program.
She
so
runs a music program, and she was impressed with this child's caregiver.
Okay.
So she called the parent of the child.
She replied, "She is wonderful." Who replied?
The mother of the child.
Oh. "For about 20 years, I've been directing a music program for infants, toddlers, and preschoolers in the D.C. area. I had a new student join my class this morning. In an email exchange with the child's mother tonight, I expressed how fantastic her son's caregiver is." What, the babysitter?
Yeah, the caregiver is excellent.
Do you mean the person that drops the kid off?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Consuelo or Teresa.
The nanny, perhaps.
Whatever her name is.
The nanny. Okay, she replied, "She is wonderful. She's actually been to music classes before. She used to be the caregiver for an old Redskins player's kids. His nickname was Big Daddy, Daniel Raymond Wilkinson." So she was the nanny. The thing that is, so this lady has the same nanny as Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Of course, all I could think of was that infamous tape of Rob announcing his name, and all I could do was laugh like a crazy person, the way only true TMOS fans do. With much gratitude for all the laughs, especially last week, Ashley from Arlington, a listener since the morning zoo days. Well, do you have it?
I do, and I hate playing
with
it.
With regret.
But it's with a heavy finger
right.
that I play this sound.
That's Rob when he was working for, you know, and he plays it. I got a louder one.
At defensive tackle, number yes. 95, yes. Teddy Dan Wilkinson!
You don't see, know why yours is of so much better fidelity.
Is Rob tried to dumb that down.
No, it's all I had.
But Mike had such a better quality.
Can I get you an olive for your martini? You shut up, druggie.
At defensive tackle! Number 95, Big Daddy. At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
Mike, we're going to make that a ringtone on iTunes, and Pony, we're going to do it this week. And people can buy it on iTunes.
Great. You know what? What would be great is you can bring it, but make sure you turn your cell phone off when you go to Oscar's funeral in 2 weeks.
There we go. All right, very good. So we got it.
And I want people to know I edit this mailbag. I put that in there. I'm not proud of it.
That's right. He did that.
Yes.
He sacrificed himself.
You did
himself.
It to yourself.
I did.
And that's Ashley from Arlington.
Yes, right. Ashley, the bitch on wheels.
Morning Zoo days. Ladies and gentlemen, I hold in my hand the last letter.
Boo! You know.
Thank you. Hi, Mike. First time, long time, blah, blah, blah. Here it is, short and sweet. I'm not a creep or a freak. Please review my Facebook page, and I can provide a password, if you wish, for a background check. I'm a month away from a business trip to sunny Florida, and I'll be staying at the Hyatt Regency Coconut Point in Bonita Springs. I would like to invite you and your lovely wife to join me and my lovely wife, Kathy, for drinks if you're free sometime between December 12th and December 17th. Our treat. And then possibly dinner at the Hyatt if you don't think we're weird or creepy. Aww. Celebrities we most resemble: a more handsome, less endowed Ron Jeremy, and a shorter but more endowed Helen Hunt. Please advise Matt Cromenhoke from Lamar's, Iowa.
I think you should join him, Mike.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
You're looking for new friends?
Always looking for new friends. And let me see. Oh, is this between December 12th and the 17th?
Yes.
Oh, unfortunately, I'm making the trip to the Great White North.
Oh.
Yeah, making the trip, so we're getting ready to head up to North. And then we leave actually on the 13th. So unfortunately, that'll be packing night and then off to... So I'm sorry I won't be here when you're here, sir. But thanks for the invite.
Schedules conflict.
Yeah.
And Rob, for sending that, for putting that in the last part of the mailbag, that was a nice little balance for the Big Daddy, wasn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you, Rob.
And thank you, Mike.
Thanks so much. We can start the show now, you hump. We're taking a break now. We're not starting
the
show.
I'm Oscar Santana. And I'm talking. We're trying to bridge the gap between entertainment and
technology.
And we're doing it right now.
Yes. Yeah.
And we're much better than Rob Spiewak.
F you, Rob.
Listen to Tech 4-in-1. That's available on MichaelMaraShow.com or find us on iTunes. Just search for Tech 4-in-1 Show.
More Broadcasting. Not cool. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. You've heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how it's changed my life. It is truly one of my favorite things. Now, my innovative friends at Sleep Number have created a pillow that I slept on last night, and I absolutely love. You know, a lot of people are out there trying to sell you pillows, but I'm going to tell you something. This is just like everything else Sleep Number does. It is the Sleep Number Comfort Pillow, and it's fantastic. It's the perfect combination of soft comfort and conforming support. I really don't know how they did it, but they did. It features a unique fill of memory foam coupled with premium down alternative fibers, so it keeps its shape night after night. I've had problems with these kind of pillows before because they're too firm. They're actually, when they say memory, it actually doesn't feel like a real pillow. This gets both jobs done, and I love it. The Comfort Fit pillow is so comfortable. It is truly a must-have gift for everybody on your list, and I have one, and it is the bomb. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65, and last night my Sleep IQ score was an 80. I'm sorry, I have to be honest with you, but
man.
it's not the Sleep Number bed. It's the right hip, but I'm telling the truth here, and that's why I still love my Sleep Number, and you're going to love your Sleep Number bed. Just one place you'll find the Comfort Fit pillow at a Sleep Number store right now. You can buy one and get one 50% off. Be sure to check out all their great gifts for smarter sleep. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find a Sleep Number store near you by calling 800-511-0061. Make sure to slide to the left and slide to the right. And be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. We're back on the show. The truth is, yesterday afternoon into this morning, my right hip is saying, oh, by the way, hi, I'm your right hip, Mike. Remember the one you were going to get fixed before the left one? You should have done that anyway. It is really stunningly, I have had many, many degrees of this type of stuff, but, you know, I'm planning on getting it fixed, and it's telling me I need to.
Do you blame it on the fact that you went out on the golf course? Do you think you pushed it?
Yeah, that has something to do with it. The fact is I'm trying to delay the inevitable, but it ain't going to work.
Hey,
so,
speaking of delaying the inevitable, do you want to call Nikki Diamond? He's expecting our call.
Sure. Yeah. Let's call Nikki Diamond.
Yeah, he's
great segue.
Let's call.
Seamless segue.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Hey, Pony was just busting your chops,
Ryan. You know what? He's such a feeb, it doesn't matter. I'll take it.
It's time for our fantasy football update with Nikki Diamond from Pahrump, Nevada.
Hey, hello. Hey.
My goodness. You sound like you were at the hockey game with Oscar Santana last night, Nikki.
Oh, no. I did tie one on. Ooh, man.
What is the deal? Was it Drinking Wednesday? Everybody seems to be hungover on the show today. What's going on? Hey, are we starting the holidays early, Nikki? And, Nikki, by the way, do you have any big holiday plans for Thanksgiving?
Are you inviting me over, Mike?
No. We are not going to be in town. We're going to be in China. The fact is...
I can make it.
That's okay. Nikki,
that's nice.
Nikki, where do you normally...
Take buses to China? I don't know.
They take a nice bus to China. Nikki, where do you normally do your imbibing out in Nevada? Do you have a particular watering hole, or do you drink at home?
I start off at home and I finish at home, but in between I go to my Arnie's Lounge. Very good place.
Arnie's Lounge in Pahrump, Nevada.
Sounds like a good place.
That sounds like a quaint, wonderful neighborhood bar. I bet you got a lot of friends at Arnie's, don't you?
Oh yeah, we have a good time there, and I did drink too much. What's the thing? The liquor before beer, beer before liquor thing.
Sure.
Yeah. I had beer before liquor, after wine before beer, before liquor after hot.
Sure, I understand, Nikki. Nikki, what's the clientele like at Arnie's bar? Is it is it a golf themed bar, or is it just
the clientele? To be honest, it's a bunch of people that are drunks that have basically given up on life.
That is really great to hear, Nikki. And Nikki, can I ask, we rarely talk about your love life, but how are you doing on the love life front? Is there anybody significant in your life? I know you were telling you lived in the one-bedroom apartment with the hot plate, but I'm curious, how is the love life?
A bit of a dry spell. I mean, other than that, Merle Rogers.
The Merle Rogers.
Apparently,
thing.
Merle is married. And I guess whatever.
I guess whatever.
You got probably some feedback.
Yeah. Probably didn't want to broadcast.
She put her into
that,
but yeah.
That's great, Nikki.
Do you have someone for me, Mike? Do you have?
I don't, Nikki. No.
Nikki, Mike has a mother-in-law that is quite fetching.
She's very lovely.
Oh, really?
She's very lovely. Yes, my mother-in-law is single, and she's very, very nice. I don't think I guess you didn't meet her at the live show. She was at our live show, Nikki, when you drove 52 hours on a bus.
No, I did not. She sounds lovely, though. Yes, I will date her. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, nice.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you doing that for me. Let's get right to our football. Oscar Santana, who's your player this week?
Nikki Diamond, running back David Johnson from your Arizona Cardinals. What do you think?
Well, he and Ezekiel Elliott are probably the two best guys this week. And, I mean, to me, he's the must-start every week. But I do want to apologize last week for trying to get that plug in to Pond World and their excellent
customers. No, look, Nikki, we talked to you. Nikki, I don't want to get upset. I don't want to get upset here. But the fact is, when I say we can't mention Pond World,
right,
and you come on and say, I apologize, but then you mention Pond World again, and I hate to do this on the air. These are meetings that Oscar should have with you off the air when the fact is, Nikki, that Pond World is not a paying sponsor of the Mike O'Mara show. And I know, you know, this is still kind of the trial balloon that we're doing.
Yeah, we could sponsor this, but so if you sponsor before us.
But if you sponsor before, you're going to wreck it. So Pond World, and I don't know whether, Nikki, let me answer me honestly here, okay? Is Pond World writing you checks, or are you taking care of something because you got into a little bit of trouble, and that's why you've got to mention Pond World?
Oh, Pond World might be into him.
Yes.
I owe Pond World some money, and I'm trying to.
All right. Then you know makes it a little different. All right, Pond World.
Yeah.
All right,
tell, you know what? Tell him Nikki sent you.
All right, now I'm feeling. Nikki sent you. Now, tell him Nikki sent you to Pond World. Yeah, now I feel sorry for him. So, all right, Rob, you get a football player.
Yeah, how about this? Sort of a wild card. He signed with the Saints, and he's been underwhelming all year. Is this the week for Kobe Fleener?
It's never a week for a guy named Kobe who's not a black back.
I agree.
No, come on. Get out of here. Kobe Fleener, you want that guy on your team?
I do.
Kobe Fleener. Where is Pond World, Nikki?
Pond World is right on the Virginia Avenue in Reno, Nevada.
Very good. That's
I didn't know you made it into Reno.
That's
well, there are three exciting locations.
Well, I'm not allowed back. But
okay. I understand.
Tom Brady completely whored Mike last
week.
Tom Brady whored me. Julian Edelman whored me. And Rob Gronkowski whored me. All in the – who can I start? I just want a quarterback. Give me a quarterback this week, Nikki. That's what I want. I want your recommendation for a quarterback because I'm flying blind right now.
Well, I think you look no further than the hometown of your studio there, D.C. The Packers are coming into town, and Kirk Cousins has been playing great, and the Packers have no defense. That's going to be a 35-30 kind of shootout, so I think Cousins is going to get you 300 yards, two, three touchdowns.
Wow.
That only gives me real football.
Moment of clarity, it's called,
that's
Mike.
That's it, Pond World. All right, Pond World, it's time for our Diamond Pick of the Week. Lay it on us, Nikki.
Well, if you're in Reno and you stop at Pond World, after you make this pick, you're going to have some extra cash in your pocket. Look, the Steelers, they lost four in a row. The Browns have lost 13 in a row. Something's got to give. I think the Steelers go in there, they win big with Eli Rogers, little known number two receiver, not Antonio Brown. He's the obvious one. This guy's had 10 fantasy points the last 2 weeks. He's about to break out in a huge way. It's going to happen. You can't stop him. It's best. It's state, destiny. It's fate. It's meant to be. Say it loud. Eli Rogers is going to rock the house and up proud. Line him up. Oh, Nikki, I got to throw up
some. Oh, no. Bye, Nikki. Thank you. Thank you, Rob. We got to go to spots again. My God, we are so behind today. Thank you. That's Nikki Diamond brought to you by Pond World.
You're just giving him the sponsorship now?
You know, just today. It won't happen again. Thank you very much. Oscar, make sure you tell him no more Pond World, okay? We took care of it today. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. We're late.
My fellow Americans, as my term comes to a close, I am making a concerted effort to relax. More beach time, and I love to spend time with the Mike O'Mara Show. It makes me laugh. The Mike O'Mara Show. Every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. God bless Mike, and God bless 97.1 The Wave. It's your beach station.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our trip to New Orleans. That's right, the Mike O'Mara Show, headed to New Orleans, Louisiana, Saturday, November 4th, 2017. The whole show hitting the legendary House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana, for one show only. We are gratified at the way you folks are responding to this show, and we are so happy that we're going to have a destination that's going to be good for people on the West Coast and on the East Coast, a destination city like no other, New Orleans, Louisiana. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the banner that says TMOS Live New Orleans, Saturday, November 4th, 27 at 8 p.m., Oscar Santana.
We have two hotels we are talking to finalize solid discount packages.
Oh, fantastic.
So we sold over half our tickets.
If you've got your tickets, get your tickets. Get your tickets.
All right, so we're going to get a chance of maybe buttoning this up.
I think by Friday.
All right, we'll let you know as soon as we know, folks. Don't miss the historic live event, music, fun, laughs, surprises. Stay tuned for more details, but buy your tickets now. Tickets for the actual show itself, the Mike O'Mara Show, live in New Orleans. Details will be coming up. Rob Spiewak, give him the French, please.
Laissez les bons temps rouler, light him up.
Hey, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We've got time for a really quick break here, and then we got a flyer for every fruitcake update. Rob Spiewak,
yes, so cool that Amazon this week I ordered all the fruit and nuts and everything. Oh no, the nuts I got from nuts.com.
Yes.
Thank you, fellas. But all the ingredients will be arriving in the next day or so, and I do believe we'll stay on schedule. Fruitcakes bake the day after Thanksgiving, and the 12 days of fruitcake begin on December 1st.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow, we will announce how you can enter. And remember, Mike, we instituted this last year. This year's fruitcake contest is a progressive.
Yes, it's a progressive. Yeah.
So
that means
if you
somebody's
going
to get the mother load.
If you don't win on one day, the next day, there's two fruitcakes in play.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly how it works. And by the way, this is going to be, we're not going to be playing that crappy Christmas music, but I will tell you, this will be your show for the holidays.
Oh, because absolutely.
We decided with all the upset and all the tension and all the divisiveness in this country that we would be your Christmas podcast.
Yes.
So we have big things planned. We're gonna have holiday shows.
Feliz Navidad.
We're gonna have homemade holiday music. We're gonna have holiday parties. We are doing a lot of stuff for the holidays, and we're really
excited.
We've
got a menorah.
I don't want to overuse the word like Oscar does.
We've got a Kwanzaa cape, yes, or whatever.
Cape.
Yes,
I don't know. I don't know Kwanzaa.
Oscar overuses the word, but I will say this: our holiday plans for you are very special.
They're ginormous.
Very special.
Very huge.
What are you guys, by the way, what are your plans for Thanksgiving, since I put it on the show prep? What are you doing for
Thanksgiving? My whole family gathers at my Uncle George's house. There'll be
about a nice big place. You have a nice big
spread? 65 people probably.
That's great.
I'm responsible for mashed potatoes. I will be peeling 20 pounds of potatoes. It is always, as the sports junkies would say, Mike, it's a show.
It really is. How many turkeys?
There'll be two big turkeys and a ham.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot of folks, but it's great. It's the only time anymore that my extended family all gets together. I don't know why he's laughing.
I don't know why he's giggling at you.
The sheer phrase, two big turkeys and a ham.
Sounds like this show. Am I right?
No, that's the wrong one.
Come in.
It's the turkey.
Sorry about that. Sorry I made you do the edit. Oscar, what about you? What are you doing for the holiday?
I'm staying local, Mike, but I have a long-lost cousin coming in from Ohio. And I haven't seen him.
What is his name?
I think it's Javier, I think.
Well, just go with the odds.
Yeah. So this is like one of the guys that dug on the fricassee back in the day?
No, I think the last time I saw him, he was an infant because he's from Bolivia. He's from the motherland.
Oh,
yes.
I can't wait to hear about that.
And
that
he's apparently going to Ohio State, and we didn't know this.
He's not going to Ohio State. He's coming to town to put the touch on you. He wants cash.
From Bolivia, though.
From Bolivia.
Oh, my God. Wow. So he's going to Ohio State, so it's not like he's going to show up with like one of those blankets. That
Bolleras.
With the weird hat.
Una bollera. No, he's not.
Right, it's a pan flute, blankets, and a weird hat.
The hat, yeah.
Is it like it's a pan flute, it's a blanket with like stripes,
and then it's a bowler hat,
right?
He's leading a burro.
But no, I mean, isn't that your country, like where it's like the blanket?
We're impoverished mountain people.
And then he pulls up to
Oscar's house.
They wear the top hat.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's like some old lady smoking a cigar.
Yeah, chewing on a coca leaf.
I'm just curious. Pony, what about you? Is it a Virginia Beach Thanksgiving again?
No, I'm going to go to my uncle's. He lives like right outside of Manassas, and I'm bringing spaghetti, of course.
Oh, why don't you come to my house?
You know, that is so cool. What kind of spaghetti do you bring?
I do my famous spaghetti, the chorizo and beef spaghetti, love it.
I've got Javier. You bring the chorizo. It'll be a party.
That sounds great.
Can I really bring you to my house?
I'm going to make him do stuff.
I'm not going to make him do anything.
You're going to make him do stuff.
I would love, you know what? No, hold on. Because, you know, I love good foods that are not the traditional fit.
Yeah.
So if somebody like brought spaghetti to a Thanksgiving, I would be all in on that.
But if it was someone who looked like Pony, you would think it's just someone who didn't understand.
Let me ask you this: you obviously have done it before. How does spaghetti go over at Thanksgiving?
They love it. My family is requesting that I make it.
So, are you going to have the traditional meal as well, or is it just your spaghetti?
It's going to be the whole thing, you know, the traditional stuff as well as the spaghetti.
So you've got turkeys, cartons of cigarettes,
that's right,
just one turkey,
mashed potatoes.
How many people will be there?
I'd say. Let's see how much of my family is
left.
Don't
overthink it. Just give them a number for Christ's sake. Thank
you. How many of them will really hit the bottle hard?
Nobody.
Nobody.
You will.
No, I'm not going to.
How many ashtrays?
None.
Old fashioned ashtrays, Mike. That are on stands.
He's uncomfortable with the discussion. Rob, will people be getting loaded at your Thanksgiving?
There'll be not a lot of wine left in bottles at the end of the day.
Oh, and my father's coming back for Thanksgiving.
So you say.
That's the rumor.
I asked my mom. I said, "Is Dad coming over Thanksgiving?"
Papa, coming home?
My mom said, "He said he's gonna try."
He's gonna try. Wow, way to commit. That's wonderful. And of course, the O'Maras will be feeding the 5,000 down here, delivering meals.
You're doing that again?
On Thanksgiving morning,
Mike,
we'll
get the nice
meals.
Neighborhoods this time. Don't show off and go to the bad neighborhoods.
Then we were going back and forth, just the three of us. So we're gonna go back and forth between whether we go over to Cocoonville, and we could probably go over to Cocoonville.
Yeah. Safety first.
The charity work.
Remember the meth house you had to deliver to last time?
Yeah, well, I you know what? I can't pick the places I deliver to, so I'll have a
You got a bad hip.
Holiday. I know.
You can't run?
I can't run anywhere. So,
Mike, he's here.
If I'm caught, I'm caught. That's the way it is.
Mac will be doing what he does every Thanksgiving, which is helping tether down the Garfield balloon in New York City.
Very exciting. Very, very exciting. Yes. Fresh off his job. And by the way, the photoshopped Mac Statue of Liberty pictures have not gone unnoticed.
No, I love them.
Genius.
An incredible job. We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, did you hear the news? Donald Trump won.
I heard the news today. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, yes. And I'm going to give you a behind-the-scenes look at what went on in our newsroom as this was unfolding.
You're a news anchor.
Also, we're going to talk about old people having sex in old folks' homes.
Do we have to?
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and leave a 5-star review and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
Make our T-shirts great again.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by CISO. If you like comedy, you'll love CISO. CISO, comedy for comedy nerds, by comedy nerds. It's spelled S-E-E-S-O. It is the new on-demand, ad-free streaming service that brings you the best comedy ever, all in one place. Rob Spiewak.
My favorite season of Saturday Night Live ever, 1984-85, with Billy Crystal, Martin Short, Christopher Guest.
Oh, we are so different on that
but
one.
You see,
I'm
a kid.
To the 70s.
But I was a kid then, and I was just starting to realize it. But that has never been syndicated. It has never been rerun. I spent so much time bouncing around CISO watching Fernando.
They're all there.
Ed Grimley.
They're all there.
All of Saturday Night Live is there, and it's amazing.
Got everything, every episode of SNL ever, including new episodes the day after they air. Also, The Tonight Show after it airs, and Late Night with Seth Meyers the day after it airs. Also, if you like British comedy, how about The Original Office with Ricky Gervais and the entire Monty Python catalog, plus critically acclaimed original shows, original content. I'm sorry, let me try it again. Trying to get through this. We are so late today. Original content, stand-up, improv, sitcoms, classic stuff, and brand new comedy as well. CISO has it all. Right now, our listeners can try CISO free for 2 months when you use the promo code TMOS at checkout. After that, it's only only $3.99 a month. That is a great deal. Just go to SEESO.com right now to sign up for 2 months free with the promo code TMOS at checkout. That's CISO.com, promo code TMOS. The critics have spoken. CISO is the future of comedy.
News.
All right, we're going to do an abbreviated news and an abbreviated audio vault today. There is one campaign promise both Democrats and Republicans can agree that Donald Trump ought to keep. Back in June of 2015, just days after he announced his campaign, Trump was at an event in Iowa, and he said that if he won the election, he might have to ditch his hairstyle.
What?
Quote, yep, he says, quote, I would probably comb my hair back. Why? Ooh. Because this thing is too hard to comb. I wouldn't have time because if I were in the White House, I'd be working my ass off. I think we all hope that's true, that he's working
his ass off. He's always claimed that it's his own hair. He's always claimed that he's done his own hair.
Well, he does a comb over. I think everybody knows that. You've seen it when they when Jimmy Fallon mussed it up. You can see that he's thin up on top.
We're all losing our hair, Mike.
Yeah, we all lose our hair. I'm losing my hair. Everybody loses their hair. Sadly, he has not addressed this since his election. Stay tuned. Let's see what he does with that. We'll see if it really happens. I don't know.
Can't wait. I'd like to see it. I bet he's really handsome.
We'll never forget Shelley Duvall as Jack Nicholson's wife in The Shining. Now, apparently, Stanley Kubrick really kind of got into her head in a bad way.
Mental abuse. It's pretty much, realized that I think they shot for 13 months.
Yeah. Yeah. And I read about it. I've read a lot about that movie, and it was squirrely. Well, she goes on Dr. Phil tomorrow, and in a preview clip, she looks bad. She sounds worse. Apparently, Shelley Duvall is suffering from a bit of mental illness. For instance, she doesn't think Robin Williams is really dead. She believes he's been shape-shifting, and she's seen him. Mm-hmm. She also thinks the Sheriff of Nottingham, the fictional character from Robin Hood, is threatening her. And she believes there's some kind of, quote, whirring disc implanted in her body.
Oh, no.
She does tell Dr. Phil that she's very sick and needs help. Shelley is 67 years old. So, you know, I mean, she always had weird roles. She always seemed odd.
But she looks like she's got one foot in the grave. And also, I hate Dr. Phil for exploiting this.
She is
so clearly in need of help. And the fact she, in the interview, asks for help. And still, right. It's a one-hour special. They're pre-promoting. It makes him look like such a dick. Man.
Yeah, it does. Everything's cool now, but police were looking for Charlie Sheen's ex, Brooke Mueller, and their twins after a weird night in Utah. It all started Tuesday night. Brooke walked into a Salt Lake City bar looking disheveled and hoping to bum a cigarette. She had a 7-year-old Bob and Max with her, plus a nanny. Someone intervened, for God's sake. She was barefoot. She ended up getting into an argument with the nanny, and someone called police. So it sounds like the nanny maybe did try to intervene.
Well, the sad thing is the nanny is Shelley Duvall. So I don't know that these kids are being taken care of at all.
Take the kids back to the Sheriff of Nottingham. Brooke was gone before the police got there. After that, she reportedly showed up at several hotels looking for a room. Early Wednesday morning, TMZ says she was spotted in the parking lot of a car wash attacking the kids.
Wow.
That's not cool. A man who confronted Brooke told TMZ she seemed high as a kite. He also said one of the kids told him, quote, don't call the cops. They're going to take mommy away. Aww. Soon after that, a black Escalade came and picked up Brooke, the boys, and the nanny. Police eventually located Brooke and the kids, and they're okay. A source says Brooke went off her meds, and TMZ says she's been hospitalized for evaluation. That is a S-show of huge proportions.
Nasty.
You're drinking and the drugging. Once it stops, sometimes it's tough to get your life back together. Mm. The website toysafety.org posted a list of the 10 most dangerous toys of the year, and they're all sold at places like Walmart, Toys R Us, and our friends at Amazon. So take heed. I'm going to give you the top five. Here we go. Number five, the Nerf Rival Apollo Blaster. It is a Nerf gun that shoots little yellow balls. So, again, you have to worry about your kids shooting an eye out. Number four, the Banzai Bump and Bounce Body Bumpers. They're like those big inflatable sumo suits. You know what we're talking about?
Banzai.
Where you run around and bounce off each other. Obviously not safe for children. Number three, the Slime Ball Slinger.
Yes.
It is a slingshot that shoots little green balls hard enough to cause eye injuries.
A slingshot is still being sold as a toy?
Number two, Kids Time Baby Children's Elephant Pillow. It's a big pink pillow that looks like an elephant. It can end up suffocating your baby if you leave it in their crib. And number one, Peppa Pig's Muddy Puddles Family.
Oh, Peppa Pig. I like Peppa Pig.
They're action figures for toddlers, but they have tiny parts that kids can eat and chew.
Oh, no.
So, there you go.
Peppa Pig.
Not kosher.
And now a little something, something. A 78-year-old guy named Robert Scott was at a DoubleTree Hotel in Kenner, Louisiana on Saturday afternoon, and apparently there was a seminar for aspiring models going on inside. One of those women was a 29-year-old who walked outside and caught Robert's eye. He asked her out. 78, 29.
Yeah.
She said she had a boyfriend. Then he proposed a sugar daddy arrangement. She didn't like that either. When she rejected that, he went straight to asking her to get it on, and she rightfully stopped being polite and told him to get out of her face. So Robert responded by dropping his pants and mooning her.
I mean, if you're going to respond.
Yeah. He's given her several options.
All right.
Well, you know, since he's 78, his stuff dangled down enough that she caught a look at that, too. Yet somehow she still wasn't seduced. Robert was arrested for obscenity. Asked about the incident, Robert thought it that he was successfully seducing the woman. In fact, his quote was, he thought it was in the bag. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come back with the short audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Yeah!
Well, I still haven't proposed yet, Joe.
What's the matter? Fear of commitment?
Well, you know, half of marriages end in divorce, and the other half, some of those end in murder.
He's not going to kill you.
Yeah, but I don't want to lose half my stuff.
Half of your 2003 Sentra? What's that worth?
Not funny, dude, but it's $412. Check us out at robinjoeshow.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Busy, busy, busy this time of the year. Days grow shorter. Your to-do list grows longer every day. And this is when we tell you about Amazon and how you can help the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody's going to go into Amazon to do their Christmas shopping and their holiday shopping. And we want you to think of us. Please, please. Amazon.com has everything you need. And if you go through the Mike O'Mara Show, it doesn't cost you any extra. And it is the best and easiest way for you to support your friends here at TMOS. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Again, you're going to buy supplies for your holiday party, whether it's for your home or your office.
Office, yeah.
Think of us.
Baking supplies,
yeah.
Too.
Yes.
Perfect way to do it.
If you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart, then shop like you normally would. Thank you kindly. And now, back to the show. Thank you very much. Let's open up the audio vault. This is Thursday, a week from Thanksgiving, November 17, 2016. Rob Spiewa.
Damn you, Jimmy Fallon.
Damn you.
He's so cute. And yesterday, this will be all over. That's why he's not talented or funny. He's cute. He
this
does
is on
cute
the heels
things.
Of you know, watching the Christmas movies with Goat Without Pants.
Yeah.
This is very
hey, where did that come from about the pants? We always wore pants.
Yeah. What you said.
Made it up.
You mustn't. Not while I'm playing my sounds.
All right, so your little sounds. Play. Go back to playing your little sounds.
This will be all over the internet for the next 5 days, and it's going to drive me crazy. On the Tonight Show last night, Metallica was a guest, and along with The Roots, they played Enter Sandman, but of course they played it on kids' classroom instruments.
Yeah, and Jimmy sang more than the lead singer.
Of course, yeah. And it sounded a little something like this.
Oh, I wanted to hear it.
You're drunk.
I just wanted to do that to Jimmy Fallon. That's what I wanted.
I appreciate it very much.
No, start it again. Start again.
All right.
I'm sorry.
You're not going to blow it up. He wouldn't possibly do it twice in a row.
No, I wouldn't do that.
No. I think that was a bigger bomb that time. I
hate that bit. That's his definitive cutesy bit.
Yep, it is.
I'm so cute. I'm playing with kids' toys. It was fine once.
And you know what? It worked better with a Christmas song because it's a Christmas song.
Right. And they did the Mariah Carey. That was phenomenal.
I love that. I love that.
I love that.
Yeah. You know. All right. Well, keep being cute, Jimmy. You're awesome. Kendall Jenner.
He knew I was going to blow it up. He knew I was going to blow it up.
Absolutely. I didn't.
Well, you're drunk.
You want to hear more of it, Oscar?
Just
a little bit. Just a little
at
bit.
At least some singing.
Yeah, you want to hear the voice,
we'll wait
don't
till
you?
They sing. Yeah.
Oh, everyone loves it. Listen to the cheering. Yeah. America loves cute. Oh, you shot it.
Shot it.
Mike, you're right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're right the first time.
Hey, I just got it in my earpiece, Mike. James Hetfield is going to be okay.
Ah, wonderful.
I think that's excellent. All right.
Should have gone to a different room.
Kendall Jenner, this is a real disease. I don't know if she really has it. She's truly an attention whore.
Herpes?
No. Well, I think we can all agree on that.
Love that one. Whoa.
I got that joke. It's me. She was on...
Mac liked that one?
Yeah, he did.
His head went way back.
Kendall Jenner was on the James Corden program last night, and she revealed that she has trypophobia, which is the fear of a cluster of small small holes. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. I don't know whether to buy this or not. It's a real phobia that they revealed the
oh my god,
in 2013.
I might have trypophobia as well.
Trypophobia.
Is there anything you're scared of?
What?
Yeah. I'm trypophobic. It's hard for me to even talk about.
What does that mean?
I'm afraid of tiny little holes. It's not like death. Like, I'm not going to, like, cry and run away. Thanks for letting me. But it's like little holes.
What do you mean?
All, like, BS. Together, like a cluster of Talk tiny little pattern. Holes. They, like, genuinely freak me out.
But you see...
Blowing her up, too.
Luckily for her, Mike, when you're hanging around the Jenner household, there's not a lot of little holes.
Oh, that's so nasty. That's funny.
Mike, if you get a chance, look up these little holes.
What they did is I actually
did a really creepy.
I did some research about it. Is this pattern of little holes, and you're seeing diseases on skin
it
here.
It creeps me out.
It is more of an internal defense mechanism against disease than it is a real phobia. Trypophobia. And what it is that apparently there is a mental synapse that fires when you see the little holes. It makes you think of rotten flesh.
Freaks me
and it freaks
out.
People out. If you can turn this away, that'll be fine.
I'm not real cool with that either. No. That's kind of nasty. What's the thing on the finger? That looks nasty. That's
you just wiggle your finger.
You just wiggle your finger.
Wonderful.
Yeah, trypophobia.
Let's say you had $1 million car. Like, say, a Porsche 918 Spyder. What would you do with it? Well, if you're Patrick Dempsey... Who I believe was he Dr. McDreamy?
Yeah, McDreamy.
Yeah, you bang your wife in it, and he all but says that in this clip.
Nice.
He's got $1 million car.
All right, we are now sitting in a how many?
The value of this car keeps skyrocketing. It's a 918 Spyder. We're on the inside of that, and there's only 918 made.
That's cool. This car
is probably around $1 million right now.
Uh-huh. Now, Julian, she's had such an impact on your career, and now, you know, we've made up. Everything's good. Did she get one of these? Is there, like, a reconciliation present?
I think she'd prefer a diamond ring, but, so you got to give a car and a diamond ring. It's a perfect combination.
Uh-huh. I was going to say, I don't want to get too personal, but are these good cars for, there's not too much room in here?
This is a great car, too. You can have a really good time in these cars. You have to be creative, but you can do it.
You have to get creative.
So that answers your question earlier. Uh-huh. How do you keep it interesting? You keep it creative, I think.
There you go. So he's banging in $1 million car. Tough life.
Beautiful Porsche.
That's one of them. Was it a hot reporter that he was talking to?
Of course it was.
Probably.
Yeah.
Right. Why don't you get in here? We'll take a ride.
Grab her right by the... No, I'm sorry.
Hey, funny you should bring up that word, because we're going to close with this tape. Trey Parker, who is one of the creators of South Park.
Yes.
There's a character on South Park I've not watched in a long time, but there's a character called Toddler Ike. And to get the voice of Toddler Ike... Hey, Max, back into it again.
He's Kyle's brother.
Okay, very good.
Don't talk.
It's Kyle's brother.
Just wave your hand. Like you do. Toddler Ike is voiced usually by kids of any staff member that happens to be in studio. But on this most recent episode, Toddler Ike was voiced by Trey Parker's daughter.
Okay.
And the mother actually videotaped him trying to get her to do the line reading right. And this is kind of fascinating if you think about the way they put together the animation of a cartoon. I don't often think about like recording kids in the field. So this is Trey Parker recording his daughter for an episode of South Park.
What's going on, Dad?
Okay, ready? And then 1, 2, 3.
What's going on, Dad?
You almost had it. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. What's going on, Dad? 1, 2, 3.
What's going on, Dad?
Good girl.
Aww.
Okay, ready? Daddy called you a pussy.
Daddy called you a
That was so perfect.
Isn't that like a recording session with Oscar? That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for we got it all in.
Yeah,
it was
we did.
Tough, but we got it all in. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. To send a letter or birthday request for the weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'Mara Show.com. Our tickets for New Orleans, Louisiana 2017 2019 are on sale right now. We are going to be live at the House of Blues, and it's going to be an incredible weekend of PMOS fun in New Orleans, Louisiana, and we want to see you there. That's right. It's a year away, but you still have to get your tickets if you want to be there.
Less
in the
than
House
a year, Mike. Less than a year.
Less than a year now. Get your tickets right now. Go to the icon on right there on the webpage, and you get your tickets. We'd love to see you there. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for a great part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.